Hey,
welcome to Find a therapist.
We really have no plan for this episode, and if we're being completely honest, we haven't recorded an episode in what feels like a month.
It's been like 3 weeks, no?
It's been a really long time. We like pre-recorded everything, so this is our first time like back.
Hey guys.
Hey.
No, but we went on a trip to New York City, which we want to talk about a little bit.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It was
great. We went for 5 days-ish.
Yeah.
We stayed with our friend. Shout out Carly. We love you.
We love you, Carly. Mwah. Yeah, it was a really great just break, like a mental break just to hang out with friends. And, you know, sometimes it just gets a little claustrophobic, at least for me, when I'm living with my family and having to hang out with them every day. Sometimes you just need a little break away from that, and that's okay. And our break was New York, which is ironic because I had a really bad relationship with the city, but I had a really great time, and I actually really miss... We were in Long Island, but I really miss it.
Yeah, so we decided to correlate that with talking about something called burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Something we probably all as humans experience a lot.
If you don't experience burnout, you are so lucky, because I get burnt out so quickly.
No, me as well. But before we talk about that, do you want to talk about your New York experience a little bit and like going
right
back? Because I feel like we haven't said anything.
Yeah, I've barely ever... I always meant to talk about it because even like on my YouTube channel, I never really talked about me in New York and what happened. It basically just seemed like I was there and then 1 week I was gone and never went back. Even my old roommates didn't or like even know. Mm-hmm. And they're like, are you still there? And I'm like, no. But basically, I went to New York City for college. I was like an art student at like a design school, and I was there for almost a year. I literally got there first week of January, kind of, and then I was in quarantine for 2 weeks, and then I was there in the city until basically November. I left middle of November and then never went back. But basically, New York was a really, really interesting time. It was the first time I was ever alone, obviously because I was there for college. And it was just like not at all what I thought college would be like. And even though I knew I wouldn't like college experience, I thought I was going to have this different college experience that I thought was going to be better for me. And in reality, I just realized college in general is just never going to be an experience that's good for me.
Same girl.
Yeah, what a realization. But it was basically throughout the year, just me slowly realizing, what have I done? I was mentally breaking down. I was literally breaking down. I experienced acne for the first time in my entire life because of stress. I had pimples in my nose because of stress, like literally the most insane thing ever. I had a lot of like random problems happen, but it was horrible, not gonna lie. I don't regret it though. I think I grew a lot from the experience, and at least now I know that the city's not for me. It's very stressful to be there. But yeah, that was like my experience with the city. It reminds me of being really sad in my apartment. And yeah, I'm not trying to discourage people. If your dream is to go to New York for school, some people love it. My sister loved it. For me, it was really, really stressful. And I just really hated in-person classes. It was just like really stressful being there. And like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard when not everyone is really nice. I mean, it's not even that they aren't nice. It's just no one really talks. It's weird. Going to school after coronavirus is weird. I think everyone doesn't know social skills anymore. Neither do I, but...
Neither do I.
Yeah, that was me with my New York college experience without going very much in depth.
We need to do an episode on mm-hmm. all the stories because I feel it'd be helpful for like people that are in college now.
Yeah.
I don't have any college stories because I'm online.
Yeah. I'm online living too
my best
now.
Life. Yeah. Period. Look at us go.
I know. I think me starting college literally yesterday also kind of goes in with the topic that we're talking about of like burnout.
Nicole dropped her pen.
I know. Well, it's not even a pen. It's like an SD card reader.
Oops. Anyways, burnout.
Yes.
Let's get started. Mm-hmm. So how do we even begin talking about this? I feel like there's so many ways this could go because mm-hmm. you can get burnt out from
everything.
Specific little things and you can get burnt out in general. I feel like let's start with small little things that you notice that you get burnt out with, and then we can like talk about like bigger picture stuff.
Okay, this is like kind of, but I literally would get burnt out if I hang out with my family too long.
Okay.
Like I experience literal burnout shutdown. I will lock myself in my room because I'm like, I just need to like be by myself and in my thoughts and sleep and relax. Yeah, that's like the biggest one that I always experience.
Family?
Like a burnout. Yeah, like that's like a random burnout, like just being around family too much.
Yeah, I get
it. Yeah, it's weird.
I get it. I think the number one burnout for me is probably either the gym.
I was going to say.
Okay, the gym. I'll go through random periods of time where I'm super motivated. Yeah, like have a routine going. And then I'll go weeks where I can't even like think of it without wanting to cry. Mm-hmm. So I think I think it's really hard to find like a workout routine that works for you because for me, like the thing that gets on my nerves at the gym is doing cardio because
it takes so long.
It takes so long. I'm bored. Like all I'm thinking is how much longer do I have left? And I'm constantly checking the time. So I've done so much to try to find something that works for me.
Yeah.
We've tried cycling class, which we're actually doing right now. Even that, I'm like, I don't love it, you know?
Yeah.
And it gets me discouraged when I go in the class and I see, like, those cycle bar gurus. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, they really love what they do. And I'm like, I wish I could
find something that doesn't make you feel like you're working out.
Yeah,
you
know, something like, that's, like, fun.
The perfect solution, yeah. No, I totally get that. With working out, if I go for, like, too long, like, I really have to take it a day at a time. Because if I really think about it in, like, the long span of, okay, my goal is to work out every day until whatever, the summertime. And then I'm like, ooh, it's March. And then I freak out a little bit. I'm like, that's so many days. And I'm like, okay. Because, you will experience burnout. Like,
100%.
Even just driving to the gym.
100%.
I'll be like,
and I know it's like, I mean, before I get into what I'm about to say, another thing I get burnt out with is school. And again, I find
big time.
A lot of times I get burnt out of things that I don't enjoy. Like,
yeah.
That I don't genuinely enjoy. I'm kind of like forcing myself to do. Because working out, I like the after feeling, but I don't enjoy
doing it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
And school as well. That I just don't enjoy in general. I'm not even going to try to sugarcoat that part.
Oh my God, yeah, no.
But what was I going to say? I was going to say that it all, like, I know there's people that are like, oh, you need discipline and you need to, like, I understand that. But I also think that, like, how far can you push yourself without literally making yourself miserable and, like, not even finding any joy in what you're doing?
Yeah.
I think it's not worth losing that, you know, like, sense of, like, happiness doing something, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I think discipline is obviously good, but, like, don't discipline yourself to the point where you burn out.
No.
And have like a bad burnout. Because I've had burnouts that I'm like not doing stuff for months.
No.
And that was me after college.
Yeah.
I had the biggest burnout from literally November until February or something. Where I didn't want to work out. I didn't want to do anything because I was just exhausted from everything. And I mean, it sucks. But, you know.
It sucks because you feel like you're not being productive
or like using your days wisely.
And I'm like.
Yeah.
But I've learned to realize that I don't have to be, like, on the go all day for it to be, like, productive.
Yeah. Give yourself small victories.
Yeah, of course.
You know, feel productive just because you went through a Starbucks drive-through.
Oh, we love Starbucks.
Give yourself something, you know?
Yeah.
Literally, I will feel productive if I just go drive somewhere in the day and I'm like, okay, I did something, but not, you know, pushing myself.
Yeah, something you told me actually, like one day we were at the gym and I was like, oh, like this is so, like I was complaining as usual. And then Nicole's like, you should reward yourself.
Yeah.
Like have a day where you like, okay, if I do 5 days of working out, whatever, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
On this day, I get to
do anything. Eat pizza, eat an ice cream, go buy yourself something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that you have to look forward to so that when you're done, you feel like a sense of like
achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned that from this girl on TikTok who was like trying to explain to people how to get into working out and like, I guess, motivate yourself. And she had this like achievement plan thing where basically you go first week, you work out every day. At the end of the week, you gave yourself a prize. It could be anything. I think hers was something random, like she was going to go buy these socks that she really wanted.
Cute.
Yeah. And then she was like, you go 2 weeks, you work out. At the end, you give yourself a big reward. Hers was like pizza or something. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it really does work, because then you're looking for like, okay, I can get through this. Like, I could do 10 minutes on the treadmill because on Friday, I'm going to go take myself shopping, or I'm going to go to Disney. You know, something, you know.
That's cute.
To look forward to.
Yeah.
And it actually does help a lot.
I think this has become like a workout.
I know. But guys, that's the biggest burnout. But
it's my biggest problem right now. Like, those two are just killing me right now. And funny thing is, I did go to the gym today, but that's also because I was just on a trip.
Yeah.
And I didn't work out. So, like, if I don't work out for a couple of days, I have that, like, urge to go again. Yeah. And then the second I go, I'm like,
you're like, why am I here?
Womp, womp, womp.
I know.
Yeah, it's like a... Ooh, yeah. Anyways.
It's
enough workout talk. Burnout.
I think we gotta talk about school burnout.
School burnout. All right.
School burnout was always the biggest burnout ever. I remember, like, specific moments in even middle school where I was so burnt out, and I would post about it on my Taylor Swift Instagram, being like, I don't want to go to school. Like, I can't. Like, I'm just, it's, like, overwhelming.
No,
to have... to do the same thing every single day and constantly have to go home and do work, whatever. It just leads to, like, the biggest burnout where, like, you just don't want to do anything.
Something I know, guys, I'm not even going to lie. We pre-recorded this part 30 times because someone in my house is, like, vacuuming. So I've said the same thing 30 times. Anyways, hope you couldn't tell. So with, I forgot what I was saying. With routine and, like, you said school, something I noticed for me that, like, really bothered me was going through the same schedule every day. And that goes beyond school, like, other life things. Like, I saw someone on TikTok who's out of school, like, just living at home, you know. They don't have, like, somewhere to be at a certain time.
Yeah.
You still create a routine for yourself without even realizing.
Oh, yeah,
like, definitely. Even if you don't have, like, okay, I have to go to class at this time. Like, there's other things in your day that you pick up habits on, doing them at certain times. And even that is just, like, not good for...
Yeah. I think...
It's not refreshing.
Yeah. I think it even says a lot because... not me going back into working out, but technically your how your body responds to, like, if you're doing the same thing over and over again, your body, like... It stops growing or, like, developing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're working out, you do the same thing every day. Eventually, it's just not going to work anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think that says a lot with, like, mentally. Like, if you're doing the same thing every single day, like, it's just not going to work anymore. Maybe it started in the beginning is really refreshing for you. But, like, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's just going to stop working.
I 100% can see that because I think for me, I was going through really funny. The last episode was called, I think it was something like, I don't think Yasmin's okay.
Yasmin's okay.
And so, we pulled from that because, first of all, we couldn't think of a title. So,
yeah.
Anyways, while we were thinking for a title, I was just ranting to Nicole about how, like, I don't even know
it what was like, everything's meaningless kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was like, everything's You're so like, I mid.
Don't really care about it. Yeah, it was like, everything's mid.
Yeah, I was telling her, like, what is going on? Like, to me, everything's mid. And I hadn't really, like, talked about this with anyone. And now I'm talking about it to the podcast, so basically everyone can listen to this. No, but I was really going through... This was, like, days ago. I'm acting like I've, like, blossomed into a new person.
Yeah.
No, but I've gotten better because I did just go on a trip and, like, whatever. Anyways.
Reset routine.
Reset. We'll talk about that, too. But what was my point? My point is, like, everything was so mid.
Yeah.
And it kind of still is, you know? It's not... Like, I'm still trying to find things that are, like, exciting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to switch up my day-to-day routine and, like, I don't know. I honestly, I wish I'm talking about something that
spontaneous.
I'm talking about something that I don't have a solution for, so well, I don't have much to say.
Something you're going through. Maybe people relate.
Yeah, if you relate.
No, literally.
Feel you.
I was thinking about how my big... burnout happened, which was a half year burnout, literally, because November to like February, I don't know how many months it is, but it's a good chunk of months.
It's a lot of months.
Yeah, like 4 months. Math. My big burnout was literally because I was doing the same thing every day from January until September when I dropped out. Every single day. And I remember in the summer times, I would be like, just like, oh my God, like I like my eyes hurt. Like, I couldn't do it anymore. Like, I actually wanted to explode because I so badly just didn't want to do the same thing of waking up at 9, sitting in my computer, Zoom class. Once I'm done, like, doing three paintings, whatever. Like, it was the same thing every single day for months. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. I had the worst
you feel like antsy ever. Almost, yeah. Right?
Like, I would sit there. I'd have to pause the camera. Like, I have to turn the video off sometimes and just be like, oh, my God. Like, I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, I would come up with excuses not to go to classes anymore. Like, what I'm saying is, don't push yourself so much because you're like, I have to be productive and perfect and whatever, because you're going to have the worst burnout, and then that's going to suck to recover from, because now you're like, I wasted 4 months of my life doing nothing, which in reality you're recovering. Yeah. But, you know, yeah. Ooh, yeah, you have to be really careful with, like, pushing yourself.
I think what I was just going through was burnout. I was like, yeah. I didn't know what to do with myself anymore, because... Mm-hmm. I mean, being online in school, and it's like, it's great, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, not that I would, not that I would ever rather go in person. This is not what I'm, like, saying. But it's hard to, like, because we did get high school ripped away from us.
Yeah, we did.
It's true. So, like, we were thrown into this lifestyle that, like, before I had dreamed of.
Mm-hmm.
And I do enjoy myself, like, having the freedom to do things in my own time and, like, not everything so structured. But, again, there's also that lack of, like, social need, you know what I'm saying? And, like, being involved in things. Like, I'm involved in, like, a dance team or something like that. There is that, like, lack there that I feel like contributes to me just feeling like I'm living the same day over again. Because I'm not, like, sometimes I lose track of the days. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Literally, what day is it? Like, I don't even know. And
I think having, like, especially what you said with, like, dance team, I think it made it feel different because at least you had different days because of the friends you were with.
Yeah.
So, like, you had more, like, it felt like more just hanging out. And
you had a lot on your schedule, too.
Yeah.
And this is not just because I was on a dance team, but, like, high school life, you do have a lot on your schedule. And college life as well. I'm just not living the typical college life. I don't want to.
No, me neither.
At all. I'm trying to find a life for myself that's like a balance of having freedom and like being home, because I don't want to go to campus. It's just not ideal for me. If you enjoy it, good for you.
Yeah. Yes.
But also like having something to be involved in. Like, we are going to cycling class, but it's still not, nothing's clicked that like I'm like.
It doesn't, I think it's like a sense of community that at least for me, like I really long for a sense of community, especially because once you're out of high school, it's so different. Like, no one is really like unified like that. Like, you don't really find groups, especially if you don't have a friend group still.
Oh, 100%.
So I think going from having like such a group all the time, where almost every day after school I'd be with this group of people or like have somewhere to be, and then going to having literally ripped away nothing, it's really hard to like adjust to.
Yeah. And I think that it's, I know it's like,
life boring a little bit.
That's the feeling of life being boring is so uncomfortable, because like you don't know what exactly to do, because I mean I don't know how to not, I mean, going to New York was great, like those 5 days flew by, and I had noticed before time was going by really slow for me, because I was just wasn't, nothing was going, like I didn't have anything in my day-to-day life that was like to,
like, look forward to almost.
And then New York, like, it went by so fast, and time then I just went on another trip too, and it was just like everything flew by. So I'm trying to, anyways, now that I'm home, settled from the chaos, but it was good chaos, trying to find like a I was gonna say routine, not that things,
but like
I can add to my day-to-day life that I'm
To make it less exhausting.
Make it less exhausting. Yeah.
I think time definitely does go by quicker when you're having fun. Sadly. So
of course.
New York trip went by really, really quickly.
Yeah.
I miss it.
I do. It was miss so it real cool. bad.
But also, that is a sign. If you're old enough to just go on trips, like,
I know it's not an easy thing. You can't just, like, also, drop everything and then go on a trip. But if you're able to... You can also
plan it 6 months ahead. That's something to look forward to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
if you're able to, do it.
Yeah. Anywhere, literally.
Oh,
like,
man.
I need to start driving to the beach or something.
Let's go to the beach.
Honestly, I want to go to the beach. I keep forgetting it's March and not, like, July. Like, I think it's summertime. And now that I'm back in school...
We live in Florida.
So. I know. But now that I'm back in school, I'm like, oh, it's not summer.
Oh, right. Like, why did that just not click in my brain? Yeah, I got
like,
you.
Now I'm like, Oh, I guess it's, I've just been in, like, an eternal summer for, well, 5 months or something.
Yeah, I mean, good for you. Like, so did we talk about burnout enough? I don't know. I guess before we end the episode, we could talk about things that we did. Oh, do I even have any? Things that we did to, like, help reset slash refresh yourself after a burnout.
I love doing reset routines. That's a routine. Video. No, but, like...
Don't use that. I'm just kidding.
Get rid of the routine part, but it's, like, a reset day. Okay, like a self-care day. That's my favorite thing to do on my YouTube channel, a little self-care day. Literally, like, take a bath.
Oh, I love
use your
that.
Lush bath bomb. Light those candles you never lit that you hoarded from Christmas time.
I have one right over there.
Yeah, no, literally. My favorite thing to reset, like, I'll watch, like, my favorite shows or something. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to be paying attention to them. Like, I just have it playing, and then I'll online shop, like, buy myself something. That mm-hmm. feels great, because then I have something to look forward to. Like, I don't know, random self-care stuff. Sometimes I'll feel really good just, like, taking a shower and then blow drying my hair. And then I'm like, oh, I feel like a brand new person.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me think. I think something I've been doing recently, I literally got back from my trip yesterday, and I, like, when I landed in Orlando, Florida, it was funny because I wasn't excited to be back, which yeah. usually I'm
yeah,
so happy. Out. Like, I'm a homebody, mm-hmm. and I've always been like that. Ever since I was a kid, I hated traveling. Yeah. I wanted to be home yeah. all the time. Recently, not the case, and I think yeah. that's because I was so burnt out. I just wanted to get out of here, because yeah. you start associating your location with, like, just
the
emotion, you know, yeah. and that started happening for me. So mm-hmm. anyways, not excited to be back, but I was like, no, okay, let's not do this. This is, you know, I love this place, you know, deep down in there,
yeah.
there's a love for this place.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm gonna start tomorrow, which is today as I'm recording this.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my life back together.
Yeah.
And so I started to redo my room, okay? Because my room has kind of, not that it's not done.
Yeah.
But it's blah, okay? It's really blah. And so I want to make a photo wall. So I've been doing little projects like that, like crafty. I love crafty things. I'm sweating so bad. I have no AC in this room. Jesus. Okay. Anyways, anything crafty for me is fun. So yeah. I've been doing that. And what else did I do? Ordered some clothes.
Oh, yeah. The best therapy. Literally online shopping.
I did go to the gym, guys. yeah. It felt nice. It was good. Yeah. And, yeah, that's what I've been doing. Right now, my big project is my room. So yeah. having something like that that you can, like, work towards. Also, if you can redo your room, or not redo it, but buy little things for it mm-hmm. and make it, like, the most comforting place, I suggest doing that. Because
so
it makes
true.
Such a difference.
That's me with my room. I did a huge room transformation. Like, it doesn't even look the same, but it's so much more comfortable now. And, like, it just feels better. Like, my surroundings feel so much better. And I think your surroundings definitely do take a big part in, like, how you feel mentally and, like, how stressed out you are. Because you feel
another
comfortable
thing,
in your surroundings.
Yeah. Another thing is sitting outside. Really, I love sitting outside.
I started doing, like, little yoga outside. Apparently, I have a little Zen garden in my house I didn't know about. but it's perfect for a yoga mat. I like to go sit out there and just vibe.
Yeah, I love the outdoors.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Wait, what do we have to do? Hyperfixations.
For hyperfixations. Okay. I can't remember anything that's, like, ever happened to me ever, but I think I was writing down my hyperfixations from, like, the weeks that we weren't recording.
I definitely wasn't. I was not. Let me think if I can.
Oh, no, I didn't actually finish writing them down. I only have Trader Joe's Frosted Flakes in there.
I have a hyperfixation.
Okay, you go. Let me think.
Fruit.
Oh.
Why is mine always food? Is it always food? Mm. Not really, actually.
I had peanut butter once.
Mine have been peanut butter, chocolate, and fruit. Those were my. Those have
chocolate.
Been,
yum.
Well, actually, not right now, but I'm saying I have said chocolate in a previous episode, which is food.
Oh, yeah, you did do chocolate.
Chocolate, not at the moment. But fruit, absolutely. I love fruit. I love strawberry. I'm going to call it. I love strawberries. I love bananas. I love papaya. What else do I like? I like blueberries and in stuff. Blueberries plain is nasty. I could go on and on. Anyways, yeah, guys, I'm a fruit lover. Okay, Nicole, what's yours?
I think, okay. Oh my God.
They were going to say something. I was thinking food-wise.
Oh, do I have a food hyperfixation?
No, right, I was just thinking of your peanut avocado roll.
Ooh, peanuts. It's peanuts.
Oh, is it?
I went to Trader Joe's and I, you don't understand. Peanuts? I had a peanut in avocado too, but I don't, we don't have peanut avocado rolls here.
Did you make it?
No, I don't know how. So I've just been, I bought the honey roasted peanuts that were in that roll and I've just been eating them all day. Like, I'm addicted to snacking right now. That's my hyperfixation.
Oh, that's good.
Snacking on like dried mangoes, honey roasted peanuts,
This
also, this I add avocado to everything I eat now. I'm really on an avocado hype.
All right, I respect.
I had another hyperfixation, but like, I don't know what it is. I think also like, I've been like a clean freak recently. Like, I'm really hyperfixated on like cleaning my room.
That
don't know why though. I was shampooing my carpet.
And that's the end of this episode. I'm just kidding. This podcast has become like a food fan page.
I know. What is happening?
We should do a whole episode on food.
We should. Like, our favorite foods. Let's make a tier list.
Okay.
Oh my god, we should make a tier list.
Yeah, we're gonna do a food podcast, guys.
Yo.
Anyways.
Yo.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. If you're not watching on YouTube.
If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to smash that subscribe button.
And
give it a like.
Nicole, say the socials.
All right. If you enjoyed listening to us, make sure to follow us on all of our social medias. You can find us at... guys.
She got wow. It. It's been a minute.
It's fine. Find us. What's happening?
It's Find a Therapist.
Follow us at Find a Therapist Podcast, except for Twitter. It's at Find a Therapist with two
We don't even
T's.
Use a Twitter.
We don't. We literally don't, but it's okay. I'll still talk about it. One All day right. We'll start tweeting on it.
Okay.
And if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and give it a like and comment down below what your hyperfixation is.
Oh, right. Yeah, you guys should start commenting.
Yeah.
Hello.
Commenting things.
We need to end this.
We can't talk. I'm like... I'm stumbling over my words.
That's it. Peace out.
All right. Bye. We love you.
Mwah. Love you. Kisses.